Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave, and I just want to say welcome. And I know during this time of pandemic, lockdown, shutdown, even fear, and all the things that you're facing, there's hope. And our hope is in the power of the resurrection. And as I was thinking about this program today, I thought about living or dying. Living or dying. You know, it says in the scriptures that living, we live unto the Lord, and dying, we die unto the Lord. I pray that we would all live and live in that hope. We've been working in John chapter 4, verses 1 through 26. The title of this series is called Surprise by God. Expect the unexpected. I can tell you, we have all been surprised by God in the last 6-7 months. God is with us, and God is for us. I pray that you will listen for God's word today. Let us turn to God in a moment of prayer before we read the scripture. Lord God Almighty, we call to you. You're worthy of all praise, and we know that you save us from our enemies. Lord, come today and give us your presence, and we give you all of our praise. We come today to recognize and realize and receive who you are and who we are. Open our eyes to see you, Lord, and help us to proclaim your name above all names. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you have your Bibles, grab a Bible. We're in John chapter 4, verses 1 through 26. Listen for God's word. The Pharisees heard that Jesus was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John, although, in fact, it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. When the Lord learned of this, he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down from the well. It was about the sixth hour. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You're a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and his herds?" Verse 13. Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't be thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had 5 husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you're a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus declared, "Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. The woman said, I know that the Messiah, called Christ, is coming, and when he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I who speak to you, he says, am he. Well, we've spent a long time in this reading found in the Gospel of John, and it's my hope and prayer that God has surprised you along the way. I know that God has surprised me in this series. For example, just this past week at our church, we had a Noisy Sunday offering, and we call it Noisy Sunday. And due to the shutdown, our church has missed two of our Noisy Sundays. And on Noisy Sunday, we typically invite all the people of the church to bring their coins, and we have this metal bucket, and people drop their coins in the metal bucket and make a lot of noise. And all the coins, we call it Coins for Christ or Noisy Sunday, and all of the coins go to support our rescue homes in Lusaka, Zambia. And usually on a typical Noisy Sunday, and we only do it four times a year, okay? We do these Noisy Sundays four times a year, and we collect all these coins. But because of the COVID and the shutdown, we haven't had an opportunity to do Noisy Sunday. So you know what we did at our church? We had a drive-by Noisy Sunday. People drove their cars by, and we held the bucket out, and they dropped their coins. And of course, some people dropped cash and checks in there. And typically, we bring in about $500 on a Noisy Sunday. And so we planned our Noisy Sunday, and the church came out like I have never seen before. We called it Drive, Drop, and Deliver the Noise. Drive, Drop, and Deliver the Noise. People were encouraged to drive to our home and drop off their coins for Christ for these rescue homes in Lusaka, Zambia. And many of them donated online. And you could donate online if you wanted to help our rescue homes. You can email me at Pastor Dave at the Seed Christian Fellowship, and we would gladly tell you about our ministry in Lusaka. So we set up umbrellas and chairs, and people cheered as the cars drove by. It was a wonderful time. And I have to confess, I was surprised by the offering. We raised $1,600 on one Sunday morning as people drove by, drive, drop, and deliver the noise. Can you believe that? One Noisy Sunday, we were blessed with what we normally make in three Noisy Sundays. The typical year of donations for the Alliance of Children Everywhere, ACE, and you've heard about their programs here on the radio station, we normally raise about $2,000. One day, we raised $1,600. Look at that. In just one Sunday, we made enough noise to cover all of our babies that are in Lusaka. $1,600 is enough milk and medicine to feed the babies and children for months. Praise God. I want to thank all that have supported Alliance for Children Everywhere and our rescue homes in Lusaka. Thanks be to God who loves to surprise us. Thanks be to God. I was also surprised when I stood at the coin changing machine for over an hour, putting all the coins in for Christ. Do you know that the bank I went to does not take pre-rolled coins? I had to break open the pre-rolled coins. Do you know that when you put the coins into the coin machine, not all the coins are accepted? The coin counter has a dispenser at the bottom as it spits out the rejected coins. I'm always surprised by the rejected coins. The truth be told, some of the coins are rejected because they're bent, or they're chipped, or they're painted, or they're scarred. Some are rejected for no apparent reason. Some coins are rejected because they're foreign. There are pesos from Mexico and euro coins from Europe, Canadian coins and Colombian coins. We also had some toy plastic coins. And the one that lights up my heart is when they drop in the Chuck Dog, I call it the Chuck Dog Cheeser from Chuck E. Cheese coins, where everyone can be a kid. I get all kinds of coins when we collect coins. We've spent 10 weeks looking at this story in John chapter 4. And over the past few weeks, I've heard some funny comments about the series. The Holy Spirit put it on my heart to land here in John 4 and to stay here. We've been faithful to that call. I've been faithful to the call. I know if you've been listening, you've been faithful to that call. And I hope that you've been surprised by God. We've all been surprised this year by this worldwide pandemic called COVID-19. Some have suffered the loss of loved ones during the shutdown. Some have suffered the loss of income and jobs. Some have suffered the loss of friendships and relationships. Some have suffered the loss of freedom to come and go as they please. Some have suffered the loss of their security, their independence, and their happiness. This pandemic has caused many to panic, to have anxiety and anger. Some have become depressed and discouraged. So what is God doing? What is God wanting us to learn? What is God wanting us to see? What is God wanting us to hear? Where is God surprising you? You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. And if you need prayer, you can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com. Click on the prayer icon, and our prayer team will pray for you. What is God doing? What is God wanting us to learn? What is God wanting us to see? What is God wanting us to hear? Where is God surprising us? Think about this. God surprised the woman at the well when his one and only son came to her. We've spent 10 weeks looking at this story. We have talked about the well that you're drinking from. Is the water you are drinking coming from the well of this world? Or is the water that you're drinking coming from the spring of eternal life? We've talked a lot about worship, the place of worship, the purpose of worship, the person of worship, the point of worship, and the spirit and truth of worship. Do we worship what we do not know, or do we worship what we do know? Today, I'd like to take a few minutes on this very last verse of this passage. Truth be told, we could spend several weeks looking at this verse. It's only 10 words. Here it is. Then Jesus declared, "I who speak to you am he." Jesus declared, "I who speak to you am he." We really don't know how long this encounter was that Jesus had with this unnamed Samaritan woman. We know it was high noon. It was the heat of the day. Speaking of heat, boy, Southern California has been experiencing a heat this summer. It's supposed to be over 110 this past week. It's a good day to go to the well. We know that Jesus walked through Samaria for a definite purpose. While most Jews avoided Samaria at all costs, Jesus did not. Jesus had a purpose. Go meet this unnamed Samaritan woman, high noon, at the well. Please don't miss the point of the story. Jesus came to seek her out. Jesus also comes to seek us out. But the truth is that the woman at the well did not recognize Jesus. Jesus was a Jewish man. She was a Samaritan woman. Their cultures did not mix. Jesus asked her for a drink. Her reply, "I see you came here with totally unprepared. You don't have a bucket. You don't have a jar. You don't have a cup. Yet you expect me to do the work and give you a drink of water." Okay, maybe she didn't say it exactly that way, but I bet you she was thinking it. Instead, Jesus talks to her about living water welling up to eternal life. This woman at the well was thinking about filling her jars and getting back to town. She had work to do. Instead, Jesus talked with her about her sinful, broken, damaged, and discouraged life. The woman told Jesus that she could see that he was a prophet, but when the Messiah came, he would explain everything. Wow. Have you ever thought about that statement? When the Messiah comes, he will explain everything. I bet you we think about that a lot today. Remember, the Samaritans had the first 5 books of the Bible. She most likely had heard and even memorized Deuteronomy 18:18. Maybe you've memorized it. Maybe we should memorize it. It says, "I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he will tell them everything I command him." The word Messiah in Hebrew means anointed one, as does the word Christ in Greek mean anointed one. So here is Jesus the Messiah, Jesus the Christ, standing there talking with the woman at the well, and she does not recognize him. She is looking for the Messiah. She is hoping for the Messiah. She is waiting for the Messiah. She's longing for the Messiah to come and redeem her, to rescue her, to restore her. And here is the great I Am standing at the well, talking with her. She totally missed recognizing Jesus. How many of us are like that? We are waiting for the Messiah. We are looking for the Messiah. We are hoping for the Messiah to come and redeem us and rescue us and restore us, and we miss him. Time and time again, Jesus stands at the wells of our lives and says, "If you will only ask me, and I will give you living water." The people of Jesus' day did not recognize him. In fact, they rejected him and had him crucified. Do you know that Jesus says 14 times in the Gospel of John who he is? In all the claims, he says, "I am, the great I am," or "I am." It occurs 7 times in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, 26, 6, 20, 8, 24, 28, and 58, and chapter 13, verse 19, and chapter 18. I can send you, I have a great list of the great I ams. Maybe that would be a study for you to just reflect on those. Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the gate. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the true vine." I wish we had time to work on all those great I ams. The woman at the well had studied her scriptures. She knew that the Messiah was coming, but she did not recognize him. How about you and me? We have the entire Old Testament and the New Testament. We have the Old Testament prophecies, 44 or 50, depending on which scholar you read. We also have the New Testament and all the stories and miracles that Jesus performed to fulfill his claim to be the Messiah. We have the resurrection from the dead. Yet despite all we have, some still do not believe. Some do not recognize Jesus. Many people have a Bible and they say that they are Christians, but they often say, "Well, I don't really believe all that." I've worked with pastors who say they don't believe in the virgin birth. They don't believe that our Lord's miraculous powers. They don't believe in his atoning death or his literal physical resurrection. They don't believe in his ascension. We hear this talk on television, on radio. We read it in the newspapers and on the internet. People say that they like the Christian idea, the Christian teaching about love and so on, but they're not completely sold on this Jesus character as Savior, Lord, and Messiah. Well, I say checkmate. This is the same response that the Jewish people had, and even the Samaritans. The truth is that Jesus must be taken as he is. And the tragedy is that people do not look at him as he is. People do not recognize Jesus for who he is. They don't read their scriptures. They don't worship what they know. They drink water from a stagnant well, hoping to be satisfied, instead of drinking from the well of Jesus, the Messiah that springs up to eternal life. So many people miss the whole story about Jesus. So many people don't recognize who Jesus is. Your so what for right now is, do you recognize Jesus for who he is? Do you realize your need? The woman at the well was hot. She was tired. She was not looking for a deep theological conversation. She wanted to get her water and go home and get her work done. Verse 26, then Jesus declared, "I who speak to you am he." Let me break that sentence down real quick. There are 3 verbs in the Greek language in this sentence. The verbs declared, am, am, and speak. All the verbs are in the present active tense, which means that the action of the verb is ongoing and continuous. Maybe a little different, well, I'll call it a Dave translation, Pastor Dave translation, and it might be fun to look at it this way. Then Jesus declared today, and Jesus continues to declare, and Jesus will always declare, I am. I will always be. I am the first and the last. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. I'm the fulfillment of all the promises in the scriptures. I am the sum of everything, truth, righteousness, hope, redemption, light, and life. I will always be, and I am from the first and the last. I am the one who speaks today. I am the one who speaks tomorrow. I am the one that speaks every day. I am the one who will continually speak to you. I spoke yesterday. I speak today, and I will always speak. I am He. Yes, no matter where you are, no matter what you have done, no matter how far you have fallen, Jesus is speaking to you. He says, I have come to tell you, I who speak to you am He. The world doesn't recognize Jesus because so many do not realize their deep need for Jesus. I believe that so often we have some dim, vague, uncertain notion and ideas about Jesus. All Jesus says to the woman at the well is, I am He. Jesus says, I have come into the world for you, that you might be forgiven, that you might be born again, that you might have a new nature, a new heart, that you might start living a new life. I am the one who has come to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. I have come to do for you what the whole world cannot do for you. I am the one whom God and His great love for you has sent that you might have life, which is a life indeed. All that Jesus asks is that we recognize our need, stop defending ourselves, admit our failures, our need, then listen and believe that Jesus is the Messiah, our Savior, our Lord, and our God. When we believe and give ourselves to Him, He will give us life abundant. Jesus is saying to the unnamed woman at the well, I came into the world that you might have life. If you only knew, I am He. Surprise! Unnamed person at the well. Surprise! Are you standing at the well? Has Christ revealed Himself to you? Have you heard Him whisper, I am He? First, we recognize who Jesus is. Then we realize our need for the Savior. Then what? We respond. We respond. We receive or reject the Savior. So what? Well, for 10 weeks, we've been studying one story. Have you put yourself into the story? Your homework and so what? Has Jesus revealed Himself to you? Have you recognized Jesus? Have you realized your deep need to have Jesus come into your life? Do you stand there hoping to be satisfied by what you do not know? While you stand there at the many different wells of the world, have you heard Jesus say, Hey, He calls you by name. I am He. I am the one you need. I am the one who can satisfy. I am the only one who can satisfy your deepest needs and longings. Stop going to the world's wells, if you only knew. I think those rejected coins I talked about at the beginning of the message, I thought a lot about those rejected coins. I think we're a lot like them. We're bent, we're broken, we're scratched, we're stained, we're dirty. Then when we're put into the coin machine of life, we get dumped out in the tray that says, oops, sorry, not good enough, not smart enough, not pretty enough, not rich enough, not whatever enough. Don't fall for that. Standing there at the well is Jesus, sent by God on a purpose to save you. I pray that this day you will recognize Him. Jesus came to seek and save you. Jesus came to redeem the broken. Jesus came to rescue the sinners. Jesus came to bring us life, hope, and healing. Be surprised this week by Jesus. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, surprise us. Even though we're bent, we're broken, we're damaged, You came to save us. You came to say, I am He. I am Your Redeemer. Open our eyes so we can see Jesus each and every day. Amen. I want you to know that God loves you. God loves you with an everlasting love. And I love you too. God bless.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com. Or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center. at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.